The next patient is Agustin Garcia. The last name is G-A-R-C-I-A. First name, A-G-U-S-T-I-N. This is the clinical case of a 56-year-old Hispanic female that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus. The patient has a diabetic nephropathy that is proven by biopsy. Period. The patient has a very aggressive nephrotic syndrome. The kidney function has continued to deteriorate. The serum creatinine went up to 3.98, the BUN 44, and the estimated GFR is down to 17. The sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 are within normal limits. The liver function test with a very mild elevation of the alkaline phosphatase. In the following number, the patient has diabetic nephropathy and diabetic retinopathy, and despite the fact that the patient was advised to follow a plant-based diet with low sodium and fluid restriction, he continues to have a hemoglobin A1C that is 9.9. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, the proteinuria continue to be massive with 9.8 grams per gram of creatinine. This is a patient that has following number peripheral vascular disease with a status post amputation of the left lower extremity. Following number hyperlipidemia that is under fair control. Following number atrial fibrillation asymptomatic. The patient was advised to consider renal replacement therapy. However, he is very reluctant, and there was no way that I could persuade him to look into renal replacement choices. He says that his father was an end-stage renal disease patient that was started on hemodialysis, and he was deceased just thereafter. Reevaluation in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. The patient was advised to call the office or go to emergency room if he develops nausea, vomiting, general malaise, weakness, any uremic symptoms.